Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
There, you're listening to Here Be Monsters, one of a drumline of small radio shows boycotting the liars of the MSM and providing the people with an alternative media choice, speaking some truth to power. Now, this isn't a global revolution, it's a global evolution, and we're all family together here with Mother Earth, all brothers and sisters. In the good health of our communities, right? We all are protesting. We're all for it, right? Got any trolls?
Right on.
Thank you, Jack. Oh, my goodness. Here Be Monsters dedicates all broadcasts to the peacefully driven Occupy movement worldwide in solidarity because we are the 99%. And we're sponsored by Roundtree 7, number7.com, and Daughters of Isis, a handmade company, and the Saturday Afternoon Post with Jack Jodell. Hiya, Jack.
I'm doing good today. I hope everybody else out there is too, and I hope we get a lot of feedback this afternoon.
Hey, there you go. Well, you know there's a lot going on out there.
Oh, what an eventful last few months. My goodness. Eventful year.
I've heard a lot of ups and downs in the last week. I think it's that wind down of Mercury retrograde. There's a lot of ups and downs out there. People are thinking, well, what happened to the Occupy movement? But all those ups and downs are being issued by the mainstream media, not by the actual movement. So you have to keep that in mind. I think it's important to say that you got to keep that in mind.
Well, if you want the truth about what's going on and you want to stay updated, there's a million sources for that besides the MSM. Keith Overman's a great source because he's constantly covering it. All of current TV's lineup is doing it, you know. So
yeah, Jane Uger over at the Young Turks, and
that's right. And Link TV is doing the same thing. It's just, you know, it's out there, you know, and just like the movement is still out there and it's still alive and it's still
very
vibrant.
Oh, my gosh, they're doing really wonderful things. There's a whole street in Brooklyn now that's giving Occupy a lot of oxygen because of the they moved folks into foreclosed home. I mean,
right.
that's the direction that a lot of Occupy groups have taken.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done it right here in my little community. They're occupying Glenn Geronimo's home in our group here locally so that the banks can't foreclose on it. And it has forestalled proceedings for 30 days so far.
Great. Good.
Here.
Well, every little victory helps.
Well, and then there's the places, the homes that are empty already,
mm-hmm.
that are standing there without anybody in them, and it says bank-owned on them. I mean, there's four houses on my street here within a four-block range, and I'm in a
wow.
little, you know, I don't have, like, city blocks here. This is South Florida, and we're an old part of Florida, old town near the water,
mm-hmm.
and the blocks are... like little neighborhood blocks, you know,
mm-hmm.
like little boxes, you know, that little. I wish I had Trisha on. She could sing it for us. She sings that one good. And speak of which, I'd really like to give a thank you very much for being here with us to Brian and Trisha P. Nolan, and the Free Market Socialist is with us, and Blackbone, thank you, fellows and gals, and
great.
Being here today. Did you hear? Now, this is not only the United States, but it's also pretty prevalent in the United Kingdom right now. The ACLU has jumped on this. I'm going over to another website, so I won't be able to see the homepage here of the show, but
mm-hmm.
So I can get to the information. But the ACLU is challenges the Defense Department for the personnel policy to regard lawful protesters as low-level terrorism. They're doing
yeah.
it.
Good. I'm glad
that
they're doing that because that is a ridiculous policy.
Well, this is the banks putting the pressure on the powers to get this done. But I'd like to relate some of this because this is important stuff to know.
Yeah, please do.
This is an ongoing ACLU challenge. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This was begun in 2009. Is anti-terrorism training materials currently being used by the Department of Defense teaches personnel that free expression in the form of public protest should be regarded as, quote, low-level terrorism.
Oh,
now,
that's
Bush. That's the Bush crowd.
What crazy neocon came up with that crap, you know?
Well, yeah, the barrels are overflowing with them puppies. So, I mean... ACLU attorneys are calling the approach, quote, I like them, an egregious insult to constitutional values, unquote, and have
yeah.
sent a letter to the Department of Defense demanding that the offending materials be changed
mm-hmm.
and that the DOD send corrective information to all DOD employees who received this erroneous training.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, that it's still going on, and now it's very prevalent over in Britain.
Oh,
in
that's,
London,
yeah.
They
that's
had,
terrible.
You know, they have this going on. Well, of course, the London Occupy Movement group has basically, pardon me, has basically squatted in a UBS empty building.
Mm-hmm.
To hold meetings and trainings and such.
Mm-hmm.
So the banks are putting pressure on their good buddies, the police departments,
mm-hmm.
and they're pushing it around, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
well, they're not going to be successful in that endeavor, I can tell you that right now, because this movement is far too fluid and far too pervasive to be squashed the way they typically squash other types of movements. you know, this is not going to work. So they can try all they want, but it isn't going to do them a damn bit of good.
Well, the part about it that's frightening is the fact that is that we have folks, pardon me, we have folks out there who are actively protesting, who are part of Occupy groups all over this country, all over the world.
Right.
But in this country, the United Kingdom and Canada right now, that are, you know, are dealing with police who are treating them as a terrorist threat, no matter what level it is. It's a terrorist threat that they're equivocating with. And this explains some of their behavior, I guess, with the pepper spray.
Well, some people are just blind, and they're going to continue to be blind no matter how much reason you force down their throat. They're going to regurgitate it all up anyway. So, you know, it's a shame, but these police should just realize that the 99% who are out there occupying are doing it for their benefit as well. And a good number of them do, but a lot of them don't. So you're right. It's terrible.
Hey, it really is. But, you know, that's what's going on. Friday, I did a short show, and I basically I read Oso's post from Roundtree 7 regarding the Occupy Oakland decolonization. Issue. Did you see that?
I read it and I commented on it as well. You know, I can understand him being a little, you know, upset by how the vote turned out. It was actually turned, the movement there, the move was actually turned down because it didn't have the necessary, I think it was 75% or something.
It came in at 90% consensus.
It topped out at 68 point something percent. But, you know, we were all reassured him that, you know, this isn't something that belongs to one group or another, or one group can't co-opt it and take it over. This belongs to everybody. Everybody who's in the 99%, which is just about everybody in this country, regardless of whether you're black, white, Native American, Asian, it doesn't matter. No one owns this movement. It's completely... it's anonymous and it's pervasive. It's everywhere and it involves just about everybody.
But I'll tell you what, Jeff, the truth is that according to different territories and communities, there's going to be every Occupy group should sort of fashion itself or mold itself to the people who make up the group.
Yeah, well,
and
sure.
I think that there is great vision being marred here when we don't look at issues like decolonization, because the indigenous people who are calling for this are the same people who have who basically have the right tools and the necessary philosophies, and they're the closest to permaculture that we have, and sustainability within a community. They live the village system, the community system, whereas getting away from that has cost us so dearly, and it's costing us our planet. So I think that we really have to open ourselves up.
We should emulate their way of living. We really should, you know.
I personally think one way of doing that is when an indigenous group comes up and says, you know, can we speak to the fact? Can we address the issue? Can we go back and say, you know, take a look behind us and say what we should be doing for the future?
Sure.
And these folks, as far as I could see, and I watched a lot of the videos, and I'll tell you, these ladies who spoke up for the Ohlone people were extraordinarily eloquent. And it's not... They were saying, you know, this is everybody. This is everybody's land. We are all responsible for it. And that's the big thing. You know, indigenous people have the total immersion mindset that enables permaculture and community sustainability, when there is so little of it and we need so much of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I agree. I agree completely with you. I guess my whole point was just that I just would hate to see this movement get marginalized only because, you know, the right wing would, if it became Occupy or decolonized for whatever reason or whoever was involved, if it became simply a Native American thing to them or they could portray it as such, that would damage the entire movement, I think. So that's why I stressed also that it's everybody's problem and everybody has to take part and we have to be respectful and mindful of what's happened in the past and we have to push forward together for a much better future.
Well, what you're saying is that we can't, whereas we can't be co-opted by. We can't be co-opted by politics or politicians.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We shouldn't be co-opted by race or culture or
right.
What you're saying, right?
Oh, exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. That's right. And I think everybody in the movement just about would agree with that, you know, because we are all in this together. We all have our backs against the wall. And there's corporate America out there just wanting to squash us any way they can. And guess what? It's not going to happen. We're not going to allow that to happen. And we got our legs dug in here, and we're not going to move.
Well, it's a divide and conquer kind of thing when people don't. I don't think the Ohlone people walked away from Occupy Oakland. And as a matter of fact, please wait a minute here while I get the information. We have a day of action on the 12th with Occupy Oakland and really the whole West Coast is being challenged. Occupy Strikes Back, Together We Are Unstoppable, coordinated West Coast, San Diego, L.A., Oakland, Portland,
Tacoma, Portland,
Seattle,
and Portland. Yep.
There is a port blockade going on in solidarity with the struggles of the longshoremen against and port truckers against Goldman Sachs, which I can get behind.
It's like a regional, it's almost like a regional general strike, really, is what it is.
Tomorrow. This is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it begins West Coast or West, Pacific Coast time, 5:30 a.m. West Oakland BART, march to the port.
Okay.
At 3 p.m. there's a rally at 14th in Broadway at Ogawa Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Oakland poster.
Right.
But they're all San Diego, L.A., Oakland, Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Tacoma, Seattle, and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
They're all participating. They're all going to be doing marches, the port. So that could be a real shutdown.
And, you know, this is starting to permeate its way into the MSM, and even though they're trying to spin it their way, they really can't do much with it because it's too widespread. And it's starting to affect politicians as well, both Democrats and Republicans. That nasty scoundrel Frank Luntz has already issued a statement to all the Republicans on how to address this issue with his spin words, you know, and all that stuff, because he's scared to death of this movement, as he well should be.
Well, I heard that. This morning I woke up really early and I was I made coffee and I was sitting in my bedroom, and so I turned on CNN is the only news I can get in the weekend. So I turned it on. I was up that early that I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't any Chris Hayes, and I was seeing a rerun of Piers Morgan or
Piers
something.
Morgan, yeah.
And what a total asshole!
Oh,
but
he's a cool. You know. He turned in Greg Palast over in the UK, who's he's very well known in Britain, but he's not that well known here. He works mainly for the BBC, and he uncovers a lot of stuff. He's a damn good detective, And he tried to involve him in a big sex scandal that was a bunch of crap. And that's Piers Morgan for you. He's not trustworthy in the least.
Well, he had Jane Fonda on, and I confess I've always been a fan of Jane Fonda's act.
Mm-hmm.
she was anti-war. She's been largely silent about the Occupy movement so far. But he asked her what she thought of the Republican,
the debate team?
Yeah, the debates. And she was eloquent. She says, you know, they scare the hell out of her. They scare me very deeply.
Yeah, they're crazy. Let's face it. They are crazy.
The video is already up and on all over the place, all through the social media. I wasn't surprised by that. I even posted it.
Yeah.
But she basically has said, you know, anybody who's saying the ridiculous things they are, and she named just like the top three and said, you know, this concerns me very deeply. It scares me and depresses me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, what she isn't saying there is that the other side of the ticket must be just as bad, because if you're depressed, there's no hope. But,
yeah, right, right.
I think
this is a hopeful sign in a way, and I'll tell you why. Not that she's depressed, because that's, you know, I think she's legitimately concerned and alarmed by it all, like we all are. But I think the majority of the population isn't going to buy this crazy old Frank Luntz doctored crap anymore, and this Karl Rove junk. His efforts in Massachusetts are backfiring badly. And he's trying to portray Elizabeth Warren one way and then another way, and she's surging ahead in the polls. Nice job, Carl. I couldn't be happier about that.
But, you know, you've got to think about it. I mean, those are Yankees. The reason that the Yankees in Massachusetts voted for Scott Brown was basically because they were pissed off at the Democrats.
Exactly, right.
But that
means Scott Brown is, with all the money in the world, he's gonna lag behind. He's gonna be defeated. I'm convinced of that, because they've got a real populist out there in Elizabeth Warren, and somebody who has.
And Elizabeth Warren is really, she seems like the true kind of grade, if you will, of person.
She is the real deal.
Yeah, to go and take that seat, considering who had it for so long. But
the other thing
that's going on is there's Elizabeth Warren, and then there's one other person that was just in the, I'm looking for it now.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, don't you hate it when you lose it like that?
Also in Massachusetts, or where was it?
Martha Coakley.
Oh, yeah,
Has taken on the banks for the foreclosure crisis.
Yeah, that's right. That's great.
So basically, you've got the Yankees going after all of all these problems right now.
Very
and
good.
I find very, very hopeful. Hopeful.
But I think nationwide, even in the more the redder areas and all that stuff, I just don't see any way, with the amount of discontent on the streets all over the country, even in the rural areas, I just don't see the Republicans triumphing again this year. I just don't see it happening.
I tell you, Jackie, I'm sure you have a point. But down here, we do have a good Occupy community.
Right.
In the southern end of the state of Florida, and up in Tallahassee, there's people protesting, and they're
See, that's
getting
incredible.
To. In Tampa, also, people are giving an ear to it.
Mm-hmm.
But these red or Republican, and let's call it Republicrat, because there's some dogs on here.
Yeah.
They're listening to this stuff. You know, it's strange, but I keep saying this every show. folks, you got to go out and you got to bring up the conversation with
right.
even complete strangers. I really, really do wear my Guy Fawkes mask to go grocery
well
shopping.
Done. Well done. That's great. Yep. Yeah,
because
you have to because people have to be aware, and the more people that are aware, the more we're gonna triumph. And you know, it's starting to have its toll. I mean, we've got a lot of hopeful signs that have already happened. First of all, Scott Walker is well on his way to getting recalled. I mean, they have gathered so many signatures; it's incredible. John Kasich just got slapped in a special referendum they had, you know, last month. He just got nailed on that. And Rick Scott is at an all-time low for Florida governorship approval. People in your state can't stand that guy.
That's
you know?
Quite true. But you know what I got to tell you? the Democrats, that there's three Democrats so far that are running down here in South Florida. Alan West's seat, he's my congressman.
Yeah, right.
And Lois Frankel, who was the past mayor of West Palm Beach, is running against him. But she looks like a corporate Democrat.
Yeah, we don't need that crap. We don't
And there's
crap.
One other guy that's slick corporate money. You can see it, you know, even from the website on up. But then there's another guy who's not taking any kind of corporate money. He's doing it on his own. He's doing
That's the guy we want.
Lobo, yeah, he's part of the Occupy. He's part of our Occupy, and I can never remember his name. It's terrible. I'm going to have him on.
He's just
really, really hard
and
to pin down.
He's drawing money the old-fashioned way, a little bit at a time, and that might work, but it might not work for him, too. So we don't know. All these slick guys, they got all kinds of money from all kinds of big money guys. And the big key, though, is that Alan West has to be defeated. That guy is terrible. There's nobody worse than him.
But he's going to be, I'm pretty sure. But
we want to get the right person in there to replace him.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And right down here, you've got a huge seat of Democrat power now down here because Debbie Wasserman Schultz has taken over the chairmanship of the
Democratic Party. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so she's been afforded a lot of help down here.
Right,
so
sure.
Democrat machine that's running down here. And
anymore,
I think Democrat machine, Jack, and I know it's not progressive. I know it's corporate.
No, they're Clinton Democrats, you know, in the worst possible sense. The go-along to get-along type stuff, the pro-corporate stuff, the pro-business Democrats, they're not desired. They're dinos. We don't care for them in the least. But I hate to say this, and I really, you know, want to bite my tongue, but realistically speaking, anybody but Alan West.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, our Occupy folks have been very successful at showing up outside anything he's thrown.
That's right. That's very true.
And get this. He has got not in West Palm Beach, but in Palm Beach County, but in Broward, and if he goes down to Dade, but in Broward County, he's got what is just tantamount of police protection.
Well, he can have all the police protection he wants. It won't help him in the ballot box, though, in the voting booth.
Yeah. Well, you know, Nicole Sanders, who does a BTR talk show, she got thrown in jail for just basically trying to ask him questions, accountability questions, at one of his town halls.
That's sick. That's not democracy in action. That's tyranny. That's totalitarianism is what that is. That's crazy. There's no time. There's no place for that shit anywhere in the country. That's ridiculous. Especially after all the teabaggers went out and stormed all the health care forums that were across the country in 2009 and completely disrupted them and shut them down, and none of those people were arrested. What kind of crap is this?
Oh, and they showed up with sidearms and rifles.
And they were fed money by the Koch brothers and all those other crazy creeps.
Right. Well,
and
here's
fed signs and told what to say. It was just a sham, you know?
Well, Well, and here's the other part about that. I mean, there are folks, you know, not in the Occupy movement too strongly at all. I haven't seen it there. But,
right.
I, you know, a lot of people that I agree with the politics and who are friends, too,
mm-hmm.
who will say to you that it's, there's never been a total change of venue or a total change of politics or leadership without blood being shed and revolution.
Well, I think they want something to happen, and I don't want to see that happen. I don't think it's necessary.
It's wrong thinking, too, because it just
right.
always comes back around to the power and the might over the
yeah.
over the weak. And, you know, it's become now the ultimate with the 1%. And
mm-hmm.
anyone, to me, it's a circular argument to say that, you know, the way to do it is to, you know, take up arms. That's bullshit.
No, somebody's out there stirring up trouble, and that's needless. That's foolish is what that is.
Well,
but, you know, it won't
work.
Yeah, no, it won't work. And you know what? No matter what these guys try and do, it's just not going to work because people are dedicated to nonviolent confrontation and nonviolent demonstration, and it's been that way
courage.
All over the world, you know?
Well, and it takes great courage. Look at all of the death
right.
that has
yeah.
gone on already. And
yeah.
it's to just all those people in Tahrir Square, to me, it's like, it's disrespectful to
right.
say, you know, we need to be, you know, armed and
mm-hmm.
revolting because they achieved what they achieved. I mean, they're doing look at people in Syria. I mean,
right.
I just don't understand how folks, especially folks in you know, my neighbors and my community and my friends or the people I work with every day, if
sure.
you will. How can they not understand that it is in peaceful movement
right.
and it does take great courage to go because you might get your ass killed. It's
you know,
true.
Martin Luther King was a perfect
right
example.
Now,
he never carried guns with him. He never shot people. He just went out peacefully. And, yes, they were brutalized and water hosed and, you know, they had bad things happen to them. But you know what? As a result, we got the Civil Rights Act passed and a lot of other good things for poor people.
Are you kidding? The Klan buried how many kids?
Exactly.
How
yeah,
many
see?
Workers?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
And look, I would bring it to the contemporary, to the moment, and
yeah.
say again, look at the people who are giving their lives
right.
in places like Egypt and Syria.
Yeah.
I mean, we began all of this. We must not forget Muhammad Bouazizi and
mm-hmm.
his self-emoliation. You know what I'm...
Yeah.
I know you
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just goes to show you, these oppressors will try all kinds of things, and they will try to squash stuff, and it just won't work. It never has, and it never will. When you get a big mass popular uprising, that's the way it's going to go. There's no fighting it. There's no way around it. You can try and do whatever you want to short-circuit it and co-opt it, but it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work because the people are going to be too strong, and they're going to hold up too strong and be undefeatable.
Well, Jack, you know, folks will say with some conviction that, you know, look at the motion of folks like Bob Kennedy and look at the motions of Martin Luther King, Dr.
Sure.
King,
mm-hmm.
and say, well, they achieved so much, but basically they didn't get it all done because look where we're still at. And I don't see it that way. That's
no,
like saying,
no, it's degrees. It's degrees and levels of accomplishment. You can't do it all at
we
once.
Don't
it's
have
impossible.
Time for it right now, you know. We
yeah.
don't have time for that right now. You know, that's
yeah.
also part of the burden here.
Right,
the burden
right.
is about we have only so many years before
right.
science, good science, tells us
mm-hmm.
we're not going
mm-hmm.
to be able to breathe our atmosphere. And the years are not very long. I'll
yeah.
be alive. You'll be
yeah.
alive.
Yeah, right, right.
But
yeah,
what about all your friends with... with children right now or young,
oh, yeah.
you know, like my nephew, a young college man, you know, this is telling him that, you know, frankly, you're not going
to have a future to have. You have no future. You know, it's terrible.
Right. And
that's why
we've
got to get a grip on it and get it turned around.
And that's why I say that decolonization and the issues with indigenous peoples and stuff, we need to embrace, everybody needs to embrace one another. And perhaps the ideal of decolonization and embracing fully an indigenous community that says this is how you create sustainability and live in harmony with the Earth Mother, because frankly, what else matters right now?
Right,
tell me
exactly.
Money matters.
And
tell
you know,
me.
Look at the mindset. 5 years ago, none of this was being, very little of this was being discussed, hardly any of it. And, you know, a few individuals here and there and everywhere, but now it's a lot more people. A lot more people were becoming aware, not only as a result of this movement, it's just as a result of the way things have been going. And this is going to continue, and there's no way around it. There's no way to defeat it. It's gonna happen. It's inevitable. It's everywhere. It's everybody, and it's unstoppable. Is as far as it can go.
Well, it is. But you know, our good buddy just walked into the room, and I hope he'll call in if he has the ability. But
good. Okay.
Like I said, if the indigenous people from the different areas of Occupy, you know, and they're there, make themselves known and become a contingency or become part of it, whether it's decolonization or it's, you know, whatever it is. But it says we are the folks that are going to ally with you. We're going to ally with you now, and we're going to teach you what the real vision is for the future, to bring back, you know, to bring back good health to the planet. You know, after all, Jack, you know, I'm a new age bongo bongo booga booga lady, all right? And my whole gig has been about planet Earth. That's why I voted for the, you know, the first time, and I got lied to, basically, because that was just, you know, and it's heartbreaking. I'm looking very closely, trying to get Grandmother Aggie out in Oregon, Grandmother Agnes Pilgrims, to come on the show and talk about this, and perhaps reach out to like the Oakland community, the Ohlone, because I think that there's something here that we all need to be paying attention to, as well as anchoring ourselves. With, you know, occupying those foreclosed homes with homeless families, you know, how cool is that?
Yeah.
We have a caller online. Hello, caller.
Oh, hey, Gwen, it's Oso. How you doing?
Hi, Oso.
Hey, Jack,
I know.
How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for calling
in. There's
quite
a bit of stuff here with the home in West Oakland, too. They've been occupying the streets to keep the cops away and keep the whoever the bank sends out to eject the people away, because apparently there was a woman who she'd been in the home for 15 years making her payments, and she ran into some difficulties and missed two payments, and then they moved to oust her from her home.
Oh, jeez.
Talk about a rocket docket.
That's
horrible.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That doesn't even
inexcusable.
Yeah. I forget. I can't remember who it is. I can't remember what bank it is, though, that she'd went through. They're all the same, isn't it?
They're all the same.
Really,
yeah.
Not like there's a good one.
No, right.
Also, tell us about tomorrow's itinerary. You're taking the day. You're going to march.
Yeah, there's going to be two waves. The first wave is going to be early, leaving at 5:30 to march down to the port. To block the first shift, the day shift, and the second wave will be going out, I believe, between 3 and 4 to be there for the second shift.
Great.
The way I understand it is when the port is, or when access is blocked by bodies to where, you know, to where the workers would normally enter, they're able to say they are intimidated and do not wish to go against that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like an understanding between the company and the union, and then they would be sent home with pay.
Oh,
so it's kind
wow.
of like we're blocking them from getting into their work location,
uh-huh.
and those who support the action will then honor the pick, or I should say, I think they call it a community picket line,
mm-hmm.
and then they are paid for it.
Great, okay.
Wow, nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
good.
The first wave leaves at 5:30. It's going to be at, well, at least I know one group is going to meet at the West Oakland BART station, and that's the queer group, the women group, and I think also people of color group.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an anti-capitalist group, but I'm not sure where they're leaving from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's to get there in time for the first shift, which I think is at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the second wave, which leaves in the afternoon, will be there to block the second shift, which comes on around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, well, that's tremendous. And, boy, if that's successful, as I think it will be, that should really send some waves out there. That's incredible, man. And
I certainly think so.
I wish
so
you every
buy-in,
success.
And even in Japan, the railroad workers are striking. I don't know whether it's a temporary strike or maybe it's just an informational thing, but
uh-huh.
they're doing a solidarity action, too. And there's
that's
stuff in
fabulous.
Houston
that,
and
Denver. You know, it is truly worldwide, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It's
but
really
yeah.
caught fire. It's great to see this much labor solidarity. And, there's a part of it, is, Goldman Sachs is, I believe, 51% owner of some of the trucking there, the independent trucking down in L.A. And,
mm-hmm.
Because of the deregulation, those guys, mm-hmm. the independent truckers, some of them are making not much more than minimum wage. Long hours. Many of them are immigrants. They have mm-hmm. to buy any type of, benefits they have to pay out of their own pocket. So
yeah.
I'd read where they're making, like about $8 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in this day and age, that was barely over minimum wage to begin with.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And unfortunately, now this would cost those guys a day's wages. So it sucks. But then I can't speak for them, of course, but I have read several of them have said this is worth it because it's
right.
it's striking a blow for them against Goldman Sachs.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And that's the good thing about it. There is some collateral damage here in the form
yeah.
of people losing wages and things like that, which is terrible, but there are necessary sacrifices that have to be made and to make sure that this is a successful endeavor, and I'm
yeah.
sure it's going to be.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, this worldwide phenomenon, labor moving up, getting very emboldened and taking the mantle taking the bull by the horns and swinging around. I mean, this is fabulous. This is gonna completely erect a new paradigm. I really believe it will.
And this is the kind of thing, Jack. Actually, you were kind of visionary. You were talking about this. I remember you put forth kind of a manifesto of what should be done, and a lot of this is what you were talking about.
Well, thank God. I'm not because I said it, but just because I believed, and I still believe, that it was all necessary. We have gone so far down the road to all this talk about socialism. What a bunch of crap. We've gone so far down the road to plutocracy and oligarchical control. It's just disgusting. We need it to be overturned big time. And we've got to get power back in the hands of the people, and we've got to get corporate money out of everything, out of elections, out of government. And, they should just mind their own damn business instead of trying to control the whole world. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
We're all in agreement with that, and that's what this movement's all about.
It's about what it is. It's about the profiteering of these companies. And
yeah.
what's going on is that, the entire West Coast, and that would include the action that Oso's talking about is a coordinated West Coast port blockade is what they have titled it. And it's San Diego, Los Angeles, Oakland, Portland. San Francisco's too far away. Tacoma, Seattle, and beyond. And it's in solidarity with the struggles of the longshoremen against EGT and port truckers against Goldman Sachs. And Oso gave us all of the other vital information on it. And it will be going on about the time I wake up in the morning is when you guys are getting started out there.
Yeah, we'll be leaving about 5:30 a.m. It's from the West Oakland BART, it's about a mile and a half down to the port. Mm-hmm. And then after that, at a certain point, we'll march back to the plaza, which is about a little over a mile.
Okay.
You know, God willing, things will...
Well, let's hope and pray that things go the way they're supposed to and that...
I have a question for either one of you who can approach the answer of it. How much, and I know it's going to be huge, but how much will this cost corporate America to shut down their ports this way and to send these longshoremen?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's going to be monumental.
I recall reading a figure someone had came up with the other day, and I don't remember what it was now.
It'll be more than a little tiny tick mark on the balance sheet. It'll be big.
Yeah, and it's something that I think even more telling is that it's a relatively spontaneous movement. You know, it wasn't really planned out in the sense of, the way the March on Washington was planned back in our day.
Right.
You know what I mean? This kind of sprung up very independently, just essentially social networking.
Yeah, I know. It's just incredible the speed at which this has progressed. And the way that it's gone down, it's just incredible. And I hope it goes so well tomorrow. I'm wishing you the very, very best, Oso. Way to go,
thank
man.
You.
Good job.
And there's going to be, there's going to be some entertainment, too, because in the plaza, there's people who, for whatever reason, can't participate. Or there's people who've got young kids, and they, I'm hoping there's no violence. I sure don't want that.
Yeah, I hope
that.
Not,
and
too. Right, right.
If the cops show up in force and, move in, I'm going to run.
Even if they show up and they start tear gassing everybody and pepper spraying everybody, are the ports going to be able to open after that? I don't think so.
I don't think so. That's going to bring up, that type of thing brings out the worst on both sides.
Exactly.
And
we don't want
anyone who responds against that.
We don't need that crazy stuff. We don't need any kind of violence. We don't need any of that.
I think all the Occupy, the whole of the Occupy movement globally, is to be commended for the resistance to violence.
Exactly.
With the peaceful program, the peaceful standard, it's what really, in the end, is going to make a big difference.
It is phenomenal, and that's what is going to make the difference, and there will be a difference. By the time all the dust settles on this, we are going to see incredible changes, and I can't wait. These are such exciting times to be alive. It's just incredible. Just within the last year, the amount of activity that has come to fruition, and it's the best is yet to come.
I'd like to think for the first time, I really do see that ahead.
There's the hope is what it is. Mm-hmm. The guys are seeing hope. I mean, there's no doubt that we're up against it, but it's just incredible, like the dynamic of all of it happening so quickly.
Yeah.
The fact that people are, the oppositions to it, the stark contrast between, if you will, light and dark here is really representative. And I got to say again, and I say this a few times during every show, how important it is for folks to bring the conversation up in your communities.
Everywhere, yep.
Do what you can. I don't mean you should be accosting people in the library and saying,
no.
Listen. What I'm saying is that, like, there are ways you can wear a button on your jacket or your coat that says, mm-hmm. you know, occupy now or mm-hmm. Occupy everywhere. You
draw
can
some
wear
nonviolent attention to yourself so that people ask questions or start asking you directly, what's this all about, you know?
Yeah, now, I heard someone, I was just reading somewhere that Scott Olson, the young Marine Corps veteran who was shot on the head and had his skull fractured by the tear gas projectile,
right.
he's going to be there.
Oh, great, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's speaking much better now. He's That's a miraculous recovery. He's been doing a great job with his physical well-being. That's fabulous. And he's going to be down there again. That's
the
right.
Iraq Veterans Against the War, the IVAW.
Oh, yeah.
They've announced support, and they're marching with him. So
yeah,
that's
great.
Our thing on the
Good.
Center. Yeah.
Now,
who would have ever
imagined that you'd get this amount of diversity all together for the same purpose, you know, even eight months ago? Who would have ever thought that, you know? I mean, it's just this is very, very hopeful.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it is. I want to mention that on Friday, Diane G. had a show over at the Wild Wild Left where her guest was Ayers, Mr. Ayers. I can't remember his first name. What is it, Oso?
Bill Ayers?
Yeah.
It's one of the best shows I've listened to on radio in quite a
Great.
While. I really love the guy. I
uh-huh.
really like this guy.
mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, everybody should go on over to the Wild Wild Left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Bill Ayers. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tricia. Please go on over and check it out on her archive over there, because it's worth hearing.
Yeah.
It was a great show. Of course, as usual, great questions were put to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he really did bring up a lot of the points and issues of what we're facing in the moment. And he addressed them. I agreed with almost everything the guy had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a damn good show. These folks don't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I just wanted to say again, the first wave will be leaving to block the port from the West Oakland BART station. I believe some may be leaving from the plaza over by the 12th Street BART station, and then the second wave will be leaving from the plaza again by the 12th Street BART station, just for anyone coming to the area.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And then to finish that one off, too, at 3 p.m. there's a rally at 14th and Broadway at Ogawa Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And at 4 p.m. they'll march to the port from the plaza. At 5 p.m. West Oakland BART again to march to the port. So there's a lot of waves going into it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to tell you, I look at the events that all of the occupies are planning and demonstrating and making dynamic, everything that they've done, and the strategies and the learning curves that they've all shown. I'm blown away.
It's incredible. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. The best is yet to come.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. There's just there's how fast this is all happening.
Incredible.
It really is. So also, I wanted to ask: is your younger daughter going to be with you, or is she working?
She's probably she's in San Francisco right now, so she's probably going to be there for the afternoon action.
Good.
Ah. Wow. Well,
that's what she did last time, too. She's not an early person, so I got there early and came back home, and then we went out. So I imagine she'll be down for afternoon stuff.
Well, hats off to all of you, Oso. I'm so proud of you guys for doing the job that you're doing. and it's going to make a difference. I'm convinced of that. I'm so happy because it's so sad that it has to happen, but I'm just damn glad that it is because it's going to make a difference.
Yep.
Well, you know, I've come to think of Occupy Wall Street as like Father Occupy.
Right.
And Occupy Oakland as Mother Oakland, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
yeah.
just that's it. I'm
mm-hmm.
talking mostly about Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, but
sure.
I really do see it that way. You guys have set a standard out there on the left coast. You really have. You
mm-hmm.
should all be so proud, really.
Absolutely. Yep.
And good luck tomorrow with everything. And of course we'll be watching. You guys have your live stream people, right?
That we do. I'm not sure where the link is. Let me see if I can find that link and I'll put it up in the room.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
And Gwen, get it up on Roundtree 7 too.
Oh yeah. Now David actually puts up Global, and
okay,
the Global usually has whatever important events are going on is usually streaming on Global.
Right. Okay. Great.
I also want to remind everybody to send good energy up to Dewey Square,
mm-hmm.
The people in Occupy Boston. They need some love.
Yeah, they've been getting bashed upon, you know. But it won't last. It's not gonna. They're not gonna be successful to in squashing that movement. It's not gonna happen, you know. So
really?
We shall overcome across everywhere.
And OSO has provided us with the live stream for Occupy Oakland. And Brian is saying that the port shutdown is making Occupy Charlotte Solidarity March for Day of Humanity look rather small. There is no small march, as far as I can say, because it all counts and it all
goes.
Yes,
it sure does, and especially when there's so many together in such a short amount of time like that. I mean, it is truly immaculately marvelous. I just can't believe it.
Well, and people should remember that on the 10th, yesterday, it was a International Day of Action for Human Rights. The you know, I just think it's a really excellent idea to remember that the United Nations and most of the countries, including China and a lot of the East, have actually signed on to this declaration so long ago, and I put a link in there to it. This is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and it's what we bear all these things on, like the Geneva Convention, and treating people with some reasonable humanity in this world.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'd like to see to what Brian said, you know, it's not only does every small part help, it's tougher in those small places because in Oakland, I mean, I can be walking with literally thousands of people in certain places, especially if it's a red state. It's tough to be standing out there. I don't want to say alone, but you don't have the.
Well, there's a big difference between 25 people and 25,000. You know.
Yeah. So, hats off to those people.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they really require our support and a lot of
solidarity everywhere. Everybody everywhere. Solidarity.
They are, yeah, okay. we are coming to the top of the hour, and I know it reads 2 hours, but we're really an hour show because Gwen has to run over to PPN, PNN. But also, get together here with Pinko on Facebook or something. He needs your phone number, dude, so you guys
I'm
can get
it right now.
I'm really sorry I'm missing that tomorrow. I really am. Knowing you guys are there is going to make the day a whole lot fuller. Going to be watching very closely.
Yeah, we'll be looking for the reports on that. That's for sure. And we're wishing you the very best. And we all wish we could all be together for this, but we can in the sense that we are right now. in spirit and in communication, and that's the next best thing to physically being there.
It's a good part of it. I also want to please again remind folks that over at Diane G's Wild Wild Left, Friday's mm-hmm. show with Bill Ayers is just a really wonderful listen. Please go over and take a listen to it. I really like the guy.
Yeah.
So there we are. Also, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck tomorrow, also.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
That's about it. We're at the very top of the hour here, Jack.
Well, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week, I guess, Gwen. And in the meantime, solidarity, everybody, everywhere. Let's keep this thing going like we've been doing. It's a marvelous event, and it's got to continue.
Absolutely. I don't think we really have any problem there. I want you all to remember that this week on Wednesday, Manny Jalowski will be starting his series of programs interviewing people that have been working and dynamic in Occupy Wall Street since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And great crowd in the room. Thank you all. Anita down through Brian, Diane, and Stephanie
everybody.
From Occupy Torrington. And Pinko.
Hey,
and
great.
Kurt Cobain's in there, too. I mean, Janelle, how'd you get next to the bar stool next to Kurt Cobain? I mean, that's not bad, huh? Everybody, really great week. We're going to be fewer days on broadcasting this week. We're getting into the holidays, so we're going to cut it down a little bit.
Right.
Thank you
but
very
our
much.
Our spirit will be with you all and everybody together.
There you go. Thanks, Jack.
All right, thank you, Gwen. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Okay.
All right, good day.
Good night, and good night to everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Pinko, have a really, really great event tomorrow. We'll be watching you.